one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Live Wire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, and thanks very much for being with us tonight. I'm sure everyone was very excited about the two matches just held in the World Cup, and we'll be focusing on the incredible happenings at the 2014 FIFA World Cup tonight, including, of course, the memorable U.S.-Portugal match from last evening. At 7 p.m., we'll hopefully go live to Brazil and speak with our U.S. soccer correspondent, Michael Lewis, for the second half of the show to get the latest news from the U.S. soccer camp as they prepare for the critical match on Thursday afternoon against Germany. Dick Howard will also be on tonight to give his take on the action in Brazil. And now here's our host, who's very nervous about the Azzurri playing tomorrow for their World Cup lives against Uruguay, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you very much, Andrew, for sharing my concern for tomorrow's game. Of course, tomorrow you're going to be totally Italian. You're going to say Forza Azzurri, and we're both wearing the colors, blue. So, Azzurri. Okay. I believe it's going to be a trying game, a very difficult game for Italy. I think it's going to be a very difficult game for Germany as well, because the put is in the making. I think that Italy, the way they played at the last game, they really need to improve at least 80%. I don't know what happened. They looked as though they were tired. They looked disoriented. Midfield did not work very well. Pirlo was non-existent. Balotelli missed chances that he should not miss in an occasion like this. And then, of course, even though he's one of my idol, Buffon, I blame for the goal part of it. Anyway, he shares some of the blame in there, as well as the defense.
Well, it's going to be a difficult match tomorrow. It's at noon, Uruguay against Italy, and Costa Rica, the other team in the group, they're definitely going through, but the question is, will they finish first or second? They will face England, who's definitely going home. Dick Coward's not very happy about that, of course, but we'll talk to Dick in just a little bit about that. Italy could certainly still win the group if they beat Uruguay and Costa Rica loses to Italy, depending on how many goals are scored. But Italy, they need a draw. If they get a draw against Uruguay, they'll go through on goal difference, and they'll face the winner of Group C, which looks like it's going to be Colombia. They have a final match against Japan, which should be pretty straightforward, I think. Japan, though, will, if they get a win and Costa Rica or Ivory Coast loses to Greece, Japan could go through, and Greece still has a chance to go through as well. So Group C is still wide open. Today's matches, of course, Netherlands won Group B by beating Chile 2-0. The Dutch have scored 10 goals in three games, and they're now all of a sudden becoming a favorite in this tournament. Chile is the second-place team in the group. They will face their South American rivals, Brazil, who beat Cameroon 4-1 to win the group on goal difference over Mexico. They beat Croatia 3-1, so it'll be Mexico with the unenviable task of taking on the Dutch in the first knockout stage match. That will be on Saturday. And the time for that match will be at 4 p.m. Chile will play Brazil at 12 noon, both those matches on ABC. before we go too far with the World Cup, we do want to talk about the Flash and the Rhinos. The Rhinos had a great week last week, defeating DC United 1-0, the only USL Pro team to advance in the US Open Cup, so they pocketed a nice $15,000 for that. And they will take on their affiliate, the New England Revolution, Wednesday at 7:30 at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Stadium that seats 3,500. I'm sure the Rhinos would have drawn more than that, but what are you going to do? Don't know if that game is going to be live on the internet at all. We're still waiting for news from the Revolution on that. It was announced today that if the Rhinos do upset the Revolution in the U.S. Open Cup, they would play either the Philadelphia Union or the Cosmos. Unfortunately, that match would be on the road as well on July the 8th.
Why is that? How did they figure that, Andrew?
It's all about the lira.
The letters are really all gone, but the fact
about
is
the
that
Euros.
I think that Rochester would draw better than all these other places.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's all about money. Whoever team gets the higher bid, and I don't like it. It should be a blind draw, just like it is everywhere else in the world, but U.S. soccer wants the most money, so that's unfortunately the way it goes. Rhinos also had a win and a draw on the weekend in the league, beating Dayton 2-0, and they drew last night 0-0 against Oklahoma City Energy FC, a game played in extremely hot and humid conditions, so good result for the Rhinos. Three clean sheets in three matches, can't do much better than that. And Joey O'Sarity, you're looking forward to the big Hall of Fame ceremonies as our good friends Pat Ercoli, Frank Odoi, and Francisco Escos will be inducted into the Rhinos Hall of Fame, along with Rhinos captain Tommy Tanner and one of the best defenders ever to put on a Rochester jersey, Scott Schweitzer.
Well, let me tell you, Andrew, it's a big honor, and Bill, and for the people that you just mentioned, especially Escos and Odoi. They go back, and I'm not taking away from all the other, but, my allegiance are with those two guys that I've known for all of my life, ever since we were together with the Lancers from the beginning. And, of course, I think that it's an honor that is bestowed on them that a lot of people take it for granted, but it's not so, because it's an honor that people are going to remember forever and ever in their life, because the peers are the one that make the selection, and it isn't just anybody, it's just the peers that make the selection, and that's an honor for them, because they're being recognized as being the people that do the walking, not just the talking.
That's right. So if you want to have dinner with the Rhinos Soccer Hall of Fame inductees for this year, call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. At 4:30 at the stadium, they'll have a nice buffet dinner starting at it will be at the game 4:30, and that includes a ticket to the game. It's $30 for general admission or general public, $20 if you're a season ticket holder, because you already have a ticket, obviously. And the match against the Charlotte Eagles will take place starting at 7:05 on Saturday night. So it's going to be a great evening, great soccer weekend for Rochester, as the Western New York Flash will be in action on Friday at 7:30, taking on the Boston Breakers, featuring Heather O'Reilly and Kirstie Mewis from the U.S. Women's National Team, and also Rochester's Ashley Grove went to Aquinas. She plays for the Boston Breakers these days. So that'll be at 7:30, and of course the Flash with a heartbreaking loss last night or yesterday afternoon to the Seattle Reign. They led the match up to the 82nd minute, and then the Reign put in two goals at the end to keep their undefeated record. They'll be back in town on July the 2nd. Flash got another shot at them at that point.
Well, let me tell you, Andrew, the way I saw the game, I was so it was so intense and was so frustrating, because for some reason the Flash congregate in the middle. They did, you know when they warm up, that they do the little drill that they pass the ball to each other, they divide the team, and just for getting ball control and stuff like that, that's what they did. They were in the penalty area, and when they could have shot, they took the extra step. And then, with all respect to the coach, the changes should have been made a little bit earlier. Because, we were tired. I mean, you could see that we were tired.
Yeah, both teams played midweek. The Rain played in Boston on Saturday, on Thursday, and the Flash played at home on Wednesday. So Seattle should have been more tired. They actually didn't do much in the game until that free kick, which was knotted in by Carly Lloyd, unfortunately, coming off her shin. And then, again, just like the great strikers, looks like Ronaldo last night, Messi on Saturday. Sidney Leroux did nothing for pretty much the entire game, the great U.S. striker. In the 90th minute, she scores the winning goal. So it just is, you know, it doesn't matter how long you play, put on the field. As long as you put the ball in the back of the net, you've done your job.
It was heartbreaking for not only, you know, the people that sat all around me. We were all disillusioned because we thought we had the game in the back. We really did. And if they would have controlled the ball, if they would have kept the ball and not do their defense stuff, just bring the ball, bring it to the corner flag, kill time, wait for the whistle to blow. Instead, they were just, you know, I don't know what they were trying to do. But well, in any event, I mean, it was a good game overall. When you really look at it, I think that the team was evenly matched. You know, we played in spurts. They played in spurts. Unfortunately for them, they played in spurts at the end. And that's the way the game went, 2-1. And we lost.
That's right. And I think we really missed Abby against their big back line. Abby would have been important. And she scored a goal against the Rain in the first game. But she's going to be out of action for probably about 4 weeks. So Flash need to get along without her and put the ball in the back of the net. And Sam Kerr is going to need some assistance up front. But we'll talk more about the Rhinos and the Flash and promote, of course, the matches coming up this weekend. You don't want to miss them at Salem Stadium. 454 kick to get your tickets for the Flash or the Rhinos. But we're going to flip our focus to the World Cup next, and we're going to go to Toronto after this break and speak with Mr. Zero Dick Howard and get all the latest information on and his thoughts on what's going on in Brazil. It's been an incredible tournament so far, over 100 goals scored, and we're not even midway through yet. We'll be back next on Soccer is Kicking the Grass with Dick Howard on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash continue their early summer homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team stars Heather O'Reilly and Christy Mewis, and Rochester native Ashley Grove. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the U.S. Open Cup Wednesday night facing the New England Revolution at Brown University starting at 7:30. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out broadcast information for the match. The Rhinos return home Saturday at 7:05 against the Charlotte Eagles. It's Hall of Fame night as the Rhinos honor Pat Erkely, Frank Odie, Francisco Escos, Tommy Tanner, and Scott Schweitzer. You can have dinner with the Hall of Fame class starting at 4:30 at Salem Stadium and then attend the match for just $30 or $20 if you have season tickets. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets for the Hall of Fame night today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common, Pittsford. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Get there early in the morning. At they open at 11 because Tony will certainly be watching the World Cup games at his favorite hangout. But if you want to get all your U.S. soccer gear to prepare for the big match on Thursday against Germany, also if you want to support Italy or Brazil, go to Top Notch Monogramming and of course, tell them you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, Joe, what do you have to say about that?
Well, let me tell you, you know, Tony is one of the best guys that I ever known in my life, and certainly – if you go over there and you're looking for whatever it is in soccer or in music, especially reggae music, he's got it. So patronize our friend Tony D'Aiuto and Michelle.
That's right. And let's go up to Toronto, where I'm sure people are going crazy right now. I'm sure the Croats are not too happy. Dick Howard joins us. Dick, how you doing?
Good. I think Tony should get an outlet store in Toronto for the duration of a World Cup because it certainly captures the imagination of many ethnic communities in the Toronto area, guys. And it's always funny when you see all the flags in the cars and people blasting their horns and so on. It really is a great atmosphere. And then when you see games like we had today, you know, the drama now is really coming about, isn't it? The third and final games in the group stages, who advances to the group of 16, which teams are going home, which teams are looking good. It's fascinating. Just great.
I was going to say, Mexico nearly finished first in the group today, which I don't think anybody expected until Brazil got that fourth goal. But there was a brief time where Mexico led the group, and that could have changed everything. But Brazil did come through.
I think that the best
amazing, wasn't it? You're right. When you're flicking from one, you know, station to another just to get the games and catching up on it, and as you say, that goal difference, it was getting very close. And at one stage, as you say, Mexico were ahead of Brazil, right?
Right. But so far, Tim, Dick, that the game that really distinguished itself is Holland. I mean, they just play great soccer, and I believe. Country in the beginning when we did our, you know, our prognostication of who's going to win what, we, at least I, Andrew and I said Spain. You know, nobody picked Holland.
Well, I picked Brazil to win the whole thing. I'm still sticking with that.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, just Holland is the team to beat right now. Even better than Germany.
I think there are a few French fans out there who might disagree with you, Joe. The French have looked awfully good as well, and that's another big surprise, I think. But Dick, I think it's just it's getting out of the groups and getting to the knockout, because we've seen in the past with World Cups teams that have not done well in the group stage have gone on to win the World Cup. So it's really just survive in advance and get to that knockout stage, and then it's a, then those, the slate's wiped clean.
It's so true, isn't it? I'm sure Brazilian fans would like to agree with you, because Brazil have you know, not impressed in their three games. Thank goodness they've had Neymar to energize them and score, you know, some fabulous goals. But overall, I think people have been disappointed with the performances of Brazil, which hopefully they will correct when they play against Chile. That's going to be some game at the weekend. And then, of course, the Netherlands and Mexico. Again, an interesting clash. And as you say, the Netherlands have impressed a lot of people, and especially today without Van Persie sitting in the stands watching the game. But Arjen Robben and company certainly did the business, and full credit to them.
You know, one of the things that really impresses me, and we need to give some thoughts to it, that the European teams are not doing as good as everybody expected. And the American team, you know, the like, you know,
CONCACAF teams, yeah, Costa Rica, Mexico,
team,
yeah,
exactly. they're doing a great job there. Mexico, look what Chicharito said today. He says, you know, people need to know that our soccer is getting better because we're younger and we want it more. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping
Olympic champions, Joe, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm sorry,
Olympic champions.
I agree, and the other thing that taking a little step forward on our conversation, talking about Italy, you know, Suarez say, you know what Suarez said? He says Italy is old, you know, we know how to beat them, and that's true. They got Cavani, they got the, you know, they know the system, they know the Italian player, they know. You know, mm-hmm. So tomorrow is going to be, I don't even want to watch the game because I'm nervous already.
Well, all Italy needs is a draw to get to the knockout stage, and then they would play most likely Colombia, which would be a very interesting game because, again, a lot of Colombian players play in Italy, so they're very familiar. But they could easily win the group still. I mean, Costa Rica needs to get a point against England, and England will certainly play for pride. They don't want to lose all three games because they'll be definitely.
Nine changes in the England team.
Yep. Is Lampard finally going to get
nine changes in the England team apparently for the game tomorrow? So Roy Hodgson is giving everybody a chance to play.
He better. He just should have started Lampard from the very beginning, but I could talk about that.
Well, but you're biased, Sandra, aren't you? I think he could have come on as a sub, but I wouldn't have started him.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with England. They need to get some pride and try to, like this, like Spain did today. They won 3-0, and David Villa scored his final goal for Spain. He'll be tooling for New York City FC next year in Major League Soccer. But we've got some big games coming up. Of course, tomorrow in Group C, it's still wide open. Any of the other three teams besides Colombia could still make the knockout stage. Ivory Coast has the advantage. All they would need probably is a draw, but we can't be sure if Colombia does not do the job against Japan. You know, the Japanese could sneak in, but it would be interesting, I think, to see the Ivory Coast against Costa Rica, the two coastal teams matching up. That would be a match I don't think anybody would have expected, but we'll see how Group C shakes out tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly Colombia have impressed, haven't they, you know, in their games. And then and Greece could well sneak in. We have a street in Toronto, the Danforth Avenue, and it's a Greek community. And certainly if Greece come through tomorrow and qualify for the final 16, there'll be incredible celebrations in that part of Toronto. I know that for sure. I won't drive there tomorrow night.
Well, it's going to be tough. I think Greece have not looked that good. They've yet to score a goal. They did get a draw against Japan with 10 men, but Ivory Coast, I think, has done very well. I think that, you know, Yaya Toure is showing his mettle, and it's, I think that they can get a result against Greece. I think a draw would probably put them through. A win would definitely put them through. So that's the lineup for tomorrow. Italy-Uruguay, I think, is the marquee matchup. And we'll all be holding our breath for the Azzurri, but it's going to be hard. Suarez, I think, is fully fit. He showed it against England, and he wants that big £65 million move to Barcelona to happen. So I'm sure
he
wants goals.
He's not going to be welcome no more in England, I can tell you that.
I think it's gone.
No, he's superb, wasn't it, with the finishing. But I think Italy have got the wherewithal to just edge Uruguay. I think you'll be okay, Joe. I think you'll be smiling tomorrow night and opening a glass of wine.
Well, let's hope you're right. But I just want to ask you a question about our friend Gigi Buffon. Do you fault him with their goal?
Yes, I would sort of say that, you know, with you look at the positioning and the footwork, and certainly I would sort of put the finger of blame on him with regards to that. It's always difficult both to the back post, but if he'd been in the right position, he would have been, I think, saving the shot as opposed to letting it get past him. But it's just a matter of yards and balance. Just like Tim Howard, you know, with the goal that he gave up, you know, with the game. And just going down a little bit too soon and players shooting over you. It's all footwork and balance. And if you're off balance, it's difficult to make the saves.
I just noticed that most of the goalkeeper in all the team, they've been having a little bit of problem. I don't know whether it's because their defense allows the forward to come in and take close shots. Buffon is not the only guy. You know, Tim Howard and all the other goalie. Even the one that...
Some of the top goalkeepers, Manuel Neuer, might have thrown the ball in the back of his net when he I don't know if you saw the incident.
Oh, yeah.
But he changed his mind of throwing the ball out, and it nearly ended up in the back of the net, which is what happened in a game in England not too long ago with a goalkeeper at Liverpool, ironically, threw the ball in the back of his own net, which, needless to say, got the crowd going, and he'd never lived up after that.
Imagine what Charlie would do to somebody if that happened.
He was always playing.
I'm looking at the World Cup standings. The only team that has yet to give up a goal, I don't think anybody, without looking at the stats, would be able to guess this. Nigeria is the only team that's not allowed a goal so far in this tournament. They've only scored one, but they have not allowed a goal. Of course, they have to play Argentina, who, again, I think they've disappointed. Messi has rescued them twice now, and that's what great players do. But the
Iran did so well, didn't they? And Iran had an excellent goaltender in their game, and I thought was one of the factors in keeping Argentina and Messi and company off target. And Nigeria, Vincent Iema has had a superb season with OFC Lille in France. He plays for the French team, and 16 shutouts in the season, and he's been a real inspiration for the Nigerian team, which is, you know, you look back at Thomas Nkono and some of the great goalkeepers in Nigeria for Cameroon over the years, and it's good to see a Nigerian goalkeeper as one of the top. I think he's a top goalkeeper in Africa.
Well, Julio Cesar hasn't looked so good. I think the Mexican goalie has looked pretty good.
Guillermo Ochoa has been outstanding.
Yeah, this was his first goal that he gave up today late in the game against Croatia. So, really a consolation goal. But he's done a great job. He shut out Brazil, which is very difficult. In that Group F, Iran is certainly still in it. Argentina will be the favorite against Nigeria in their final match. So if Iran can get a result against Bosnia, they could finish second in that group, which would be a major surprise.
Well, it is great. Yeah. Carlos Queiroz, the coach of the team, has had a very difficult time preparing the team because of lack of funding from the National Association, and it is remarkable what they've done thus far, you know, with the scoreless tie and the narrow defeat to Argentina. So it's not beyond them to get out into the round of 16, because certainly Nigeria have the tougher game of the two.
So, Dick, just describe a little bit, you know, the atmosphere in the Toronto street. I know that I saw some of the things in my hometown in Italy. You know, first they were with the flags and everything, and all of a sudden now there are no more flags, and there's a lot of people worried. How is the atmosphere in Toronto, the fan atmosphere?
Well, the great thing in Toronto, as I mentioned off the top, is we've got so many ethnic communities, and they all have their local pubs, bars, tavernas, and so on that they will go to. So I know if I want to go and see Portugal play, then this is a place I go to. Brazil, I go here. If it's an England game, I go here. And now it's a matter, of course, of finding out which teams are in the final 16 and picking your spot. But you can, in the course of a day, if you going to see all two or three games, you can. There are places that you can go to and decked out with the flags, and the atmosphere is just tremendous. You've got to watch it though, you go to the right place at the right time.
Yep. Well, next week, Dick, we're going to be talking knockout stage, and we'll know some of the teams that have gone through to the quarterfinals, and it's going to be very exciting. Now, you're getting your yourself ready to get to head down to Brazil for the final few matches.
Yeah, I'm just checking, making sure everything's in place for it. But I'm certainly looking forward to getting down to Rio for the final days of the tournament, seeing the two semis and the fan fest on the Copacabana Beach. The third place match also at the Fan Fest, and then being in the Maracana for the big one on the 13th of July. It's going to be fantastic. Maravillosa.
Well, thanks very much for being with us, Dick, as always, and we'll talk more World Cup with you next Monday night.
Okay. Va bene, Joe. Va bene.
Auguri.
Forza Azzurri.
Forza Azzurri.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto. Here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will go live to Brazil and speak with Big Apple Soccer's Michael Lewis. We'll give you the latest news on the U.S. national team as they prepare for the critical match against Germany on Thursday. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Carly Lloyd from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Western New York Flash continue their early summer homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team stars Heather O'Reilly and Christy Mewis and Rochester native Ashley Grove. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past 3 seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the 2nd straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in the brand new Nationwide Major Arena Soccer League, so don't miss out. Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor. At 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the U.S. Open Cup Wednesday night facing the New England Revolution at Brown University starting at 7:30. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out broadcast information for the match. The Rhinos return home Saturday at 7:05 against the Charlotte Eagles. It's Hall of Fame night as the Rhinos honor Pat Erkely, Frank Odie, Francisco Escos, Tommy Tanner, and Scott Schweitzer. You can have dinner with the Hall of Fame class starting at 4:30 at Salem Stadium and then attend the match for just $30 or $20 if you have season tickets. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets for the Hall of Fame night today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And this portion of the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by the Western New York Flash. The Flash take on the Boston Breakers this Saturday night at Salem Stadium starting at 7:30. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to purchase tickets. And we're very happy to be joined now, not from New York, but from Sao Paulo, Brazil, by Michael Lewis. And Michael, thank you so much for being with us on the show. I know it's been a crazy few weeks of watching the BigAppleSoccer.com and being on probably single-digit sleep, but we really appreciate you coming on.
I'm glad to be on. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it last week. Too many things happening right after that game against Ghana. I made all my deadlines, barely, but tonight I've got some time.
Mike, did you learn how to speak? Did you learn how to speak the language yet?
No, I don't think I struggled for 4 years with French in high school, and I don't think I could pull something off in 2 weeks.
Spanish
is a lot better, and that still has a long way to go as well.
That's where you need friends. But I mean, obviously, Mike, we want to talk about what happened yesterday. People are still talking about it, which I guess is a good thing in many ways. It was the largest, most watched soccer match in the history of U.S. soccer. It beat out the women's 1999 final, over 16 million people. If you look at the two games, and if you said the U.S. was going to have 4 points out of these two games, I think everyone would have been ecstatic. But people, I think, are disappointed we lost the game in the very last dying seconds. But overall, the U.S. is in a pretty good spot right now.
Yeah, it feels definitely like a loss, even though it's a tie. I mean, they gave up a real blunder goal by Jeff Cameron 5 minutes into the match. The U.S. did very well to battle back. Clint Dempsey, the man with the broken nose, pushes the ball in with his stomach into the net to give them the lead. And, Cristiano Ronaldo held in check for most of the game, but he doesn't have to score to make an impact. It was a brilliant right-wing cross, and we all know what happened, the tying goal. It was more devastating because it was 39 seconds until the end of the match. So it was literally at the death. That Portugal pulled it out. If Portugal doesn't get that point, that they don't get that draw, they're out of the World Cup. They're barely hanging on by a thin thread as it is. It's funny how things are so relative. You know, like you said, 4 points would be great, but 6 points, the U.S. would have been in the second round. And for the first time ever, the Americans would have recorded two World Cup group wins in the same competition since 1930, and that's 84 years ago. They could still do it against Germany, but I think the U.S. will take a tie. That's all they need. I don't think they're going to play for a tie, but as long as it's a point, they're not going to complain.
Well, the coach certainly thinks that, they're going to be able to win against Germany. You know, Klinsmann, in the interview yesterday, at least from a little bit that I saw, he says that everybody played according to his expectation. way above his expectation. I think he, although he didn't say that, and let me tell you, a lot of kudos go to those guys that they give their heart. I mean, Michael Bradley and, you know, and company over there, they did a fantastic job, you know, to keep Ronaldo in check. And they didn't give him no clear shots. They didn't do nothing until the end, just like you said. And that's what great players do. And you know, and 30 seconds to go, my God. I mean, I was so keyed up because I thought we were going to come up with a victory. And then all of a sudden, it felt just like a loss.
Oh, definitely. That's why we love sports, and that's why we love soccer, because it is so unpredictable. And we're on this roller coaster ride. And for whatever team you're rooting for or following, it's just not the United States. It could be any team that's on the brink. I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of heart, a lot of heart palpitations going on. But yeah, I really think this is a lot of fun, and this is what sports is about. It also proves how difficult this group really is, because it's going down to the final day, and any of those four teams can still reach the round of 16. U.S. and Germany are more or less in the driver's seat, but mathematically, and take it from a former math major here, anything could happen. I respect math. I respect numbers.
Two former math majors. Boy, I didn't know you were a math major just like me. How about that?
Well, I got out of it very quickly when I ran into a computer course that way back many, many years ago that I just couldn't hack for the first test. So I said, get out of it, and I eventually turned to journalism.
Well, of course, now, like Jurgen Klinsmann said, you know, the game against Portugal is done. We now have to look at Germany. And, of course, everybody's already talking about conspiracy theories between Germany and the U.S. And if they are talking about it, honestly, they should be talking to the Germans, because they're the ones in 1982 who forced games in the third game of each group to be played at the same time after what happened against Austria, where Germany beat Austria 1-0, so both teams would go through. The U.S. has already shown against Panama in the last game of CONCACAF qualifying, they could have allowed Panama to get through at the expense of Mexico, their biggest rival, but yet the U.S. went out and they won the game, and Mexico is now into the knockout round of the World Cup. So the U.S., I think, is going to try to win this game. The question is that a smart strategy? Because all you need is a tie. If they keep a clean sheet, they go through no matter what. So I think defense has got to be paramount.
Can you describe a conspiracy for me?
There is collusion between Germany and Austria. It's like, remember Philadelphia and Toronto in 1979 when the Lancers were yeah. eliminated because the match ended 4-3 to Toronto? It's the exact same thing. The two teams get together and say, okay, you know what, if we play to a tie, we both go through to the knockout stage. So let's tie.
That's illegal, though.
Of course it's illegal, but it happens. It's not like it hasn't happened before. But, Michael, I don't think it will happen in this case. I mean, unless you're getting down to the 92nd minute and it's 1-1 or 2-2 or whatever, I think then you might see both teams let up. But even then, you never know.
I don't think
What's
it will
your feeling,
happen
Mike?
Because the U.S. just has this mentality of just not giving up. And whether it's the men's team or the women's team, if they're down, they're just going to keep on coming at you. And if they're up, they're going to look for any way to stop you. And that's just the mentality. And I'd be really surprised if there is any collusion just from knowing some of these players. And winning, you know, if the U.S. does win and they win the group, there's probably a good shot that they won't have to play Belgium in the second round. It would be, let's say, it could be Russia. So, well, we'll see about that, but you know, maybe Putin will come on down and we'll have a Cold War part two. But
how much
first
money,
of all, let's get into that next round first.
Mike, how much money it's involved in winning, like come out of the group or in winning the group? From
I know, don't have the exact figures in front of me. I know each team gets about $7 to $8 million just for showing up at the World Cup. And I think if you get out of the group, I think it's like each round you get at least a million. And I'm doing this off the top of my head, just because I haven't had the opportunity to research that. But, you know, by the end of the World Cup, if you keep on winning, you could have a lot of money in your till. Most organizations, most federations will give that money to the U.S. national team as bonuses. Not the U.S. national team, but their national team as bonuses just because of the accomplishment. Most of these players make so much more money with their clubs these days, but it's definitely you want to give something back to the players for their success.
I want to ask you one thing, Michael, before we take a break. Do you think Jurgen Klinsmann's going to make some moves in the lineup? I almost want to think that he's going to play the German-based players, maybe with the exception of Julian Green, but the players that know the Germans the best, the John Brookses, the Timmy Chandlers, John Brooks made his name against Ghana. Chandler, has not played really very much, if at all. Obviously, Jermaine Jones, who was the hero yesterday, and Fabian Johnson. But these are the guys that know the Germans. They know how they play. They play against them in the Bundesliga. Do you think he might make some moves there?
I'm not certain that he would. I mean, the only way Brooks would play is if John Beisler isn't healthy. And Beisler, I think, had a strong game the other night. I don't think he would just play them because they're German. Brooks has looked good in the short time he's in there. Obviously, he was the goal-scoring hero against Ghana. One German who I think has been the best all-around player for the U.S. so far is Fabian Johnson. On his overlapping, it's been outstanding, and he exploited a weakness in the Portuguese left side there. And he just looked like a midfielder every time there seemed to be a pass or a cross coming from the right side. It was from Fabian Johnson. I'm hoping, as a writer, to get an opportunity to talk to some of these German players, particularly Jermaine Jones and Fabian Johnson, just talk about, what sort of dreams did they have growing up in Germany? Did they want to play for the German national team? And ironically, they're in a position that they could very well knock out Germany from the World Cup. So we'll see if we can get an opportunity, or I can get an opportunity, to talk to these players. So many different great storylines going on right now.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break with Michael Lewis. We're going to bring him back for the final segment and talk more about the World Cup and what's been going on in Brazil outside of the World Cup. I know it's been very exciting for Michael and the journalist experience of Brazilian culture and all of that. So we'll be back with more with Michael Lewis from the FIFA World Cup in Brazil next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Zerboni from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the U.S. Open Cup Wednesday night, facing the New England Revolution at Brown University starting at 7:30. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out broadcast information for the match. The Rhinos return home Saturday at 7:05 against the Charlotte Eagles. It's Hall of Fame night as the Rhinos honor Pat Erkely, Frank Odie, Francisco Escos, Tommy Tanner, and Scott Schweitzer. You can have dinner with the Hall of Fame class starting at 4:30 at Salem Stadium and then attend the match for just $30 or $20 if you have season tickets. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets for the Hall of Fame night today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda.
Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Western New York Flash continue their early summer homestand this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team stars Heather O'Reilly and Christy Mewis, and Rochester native Ashley Grove. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard Sirianni, and live from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Michael Lewis. This portion of the U.S. Soccer Report is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos, who face the Charlotte Eagles on Saturday night at Salem Stadium at 7:05. Hall of Fame night, you don't want to miss it. You can have dinner with the Hall of Fame inductees at the stadium at 4:30. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And back with Michael Lewis. And well, before we talk about Brazilian culture and all the fun you're having, I want to ask you something. I tweeted about this last night during the game. There's certainly been, of course, a lot of coverage of the U.S. men's national team, probably more than any other World Cup since 2002, and of course the one in 94 where the U.S. hosted. There's a good chance, not a good chance, but there's a chance that the U.S. and Ghana will end up with 4 points each, and Ghana would go through on goal difference, even though the U.S. beat Ghana head-to-head. And I think if that happens, it's going to be very damaging for soccer in this country, because the people who are not soccer people, who don't understand how it works, are going to rip the sport to no end. I want to get your thoughts on that.
I think it comes down to education. I think they have to tell them these are the rules, and these rules have been in place, goal differential, for years, if not decades. And that's the way it is, whether we like it or not. Ghana still, they have to win they have to beat Portugal to pull that off. I think the USA, probably more than anything else, this is the incredible scenario, the way things are. The U.S. could still finish 1-2 and still make it in if Portugal beats Ghana, because they'll have a better goal differential, assuming each of those wins are only by one goal. If Ghana does obviously pull it off, that's life. And I think, again, people are going to have to be educated. This is what soccer is all about. There's nothing wrong about it. This is just part of the sport. This is the tiebreaker. Some people say, well, why don't we have more goals? That's the second tiebreaker, most goals scored. But, again, I think it comes down to education. And if people don't understand it, so be it. I don't think it'll be the end of the world if that happens. People, again, have to understand the rules going in so they could live with what happens afterwards.
Well, the reason I brought it up, our good friend Jackie Maynard from the Western New York Flash tweeted something, says, "Woman on CNN is mad U.S. lost because of this incredibly confusing concept known as stoppage time. Imagine if they gave a team a touchdown for only making it to the 20-yard line. That's what happened on Sunday." So this is what we have to deal with as soccer fans, when you have to deal with ignorance in the press, and especially in the sports media, about the sport. But anyway, enough about that. Joe, I know you want to talk to Michael about the wonders of Brazil.
Mike, just, I would like you to describe to us, even though we saw on television the heat, the mosquitoes, and all the things that you needed to prevent you know, to prevent it happening to you so you can come back whole in the United States. Tell us a little bit about your impression of Brazil. You know, what have you done to amuse yourself and besides staying in a hotel writing stories?
Well, probably to abuse myself is probably lack of sleep like any other journalist and maybe a lot of fans here just because of the travel situation. The U.S. is based in Sao Paulo, and they've traveled already to Natal and to Manaus. And tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, the U.S. will be flying into Recife, and we're going to be following them tomorrow night. It hasn't been that hot here. Natal was a bit warm. It was hot and humid in Manaus, but not really bad. I've been through worse in New York and even maybe a couple times in Rochester when I lived up there. I hate to say that I haven't seen enough of the country this time. This is the third time I'm here. I haven't been to Rio, you know, and I think I'm telling people I don't think I'm going to get to Rio in this World Cup unless the U.S. goes that far. Quite frankly, I wish I had more time to be a tourist, but it's been work and it's been travel. I wish I could regale you with so many different great stories. I mean, the only time we had a quote-unquote day off is when we went to the football museum, and that was quite a memorable moment as well, too. But it seems like it's all soccer or all football 24/7 here.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm sure it's ingrained. Like you wrote in your column today about the Brazilian, how the Brazilian national team is revered in the country. I mean, this is everything for this country, is winning the World Cup in their home country, because it didn't happen in 1950 and they still talk about it. So, I mean, from what you've seen from the Brazilians, I mean, what would be the impact if they don't win? I think a lot of people are saying their defense is suspect, and they're not assured of winning this tournament.
Yeah, they're not a juggernaut. They're a very good team, and a good team on a very good day could definitely stop them. What it would be like, I think it would be a mass funeral throughout the entire country. I remember when Italy was eliminated after the semifinals at Italia 90, and someone, an Italian, told me, you know, it is a mort. Pardon me if I'm mispronouncing the word, Joe, but he basically said it is dead here. And not that everyone was wearing black that next day, but you could tell that it had lost some of the momentum. The thing with, at least with Italy, was they got very, very far. They had a good World Cup. They didn't have the perfect World Cup that they would want. And I think the same thing would happen here. A depression and a major disappointment throughout the entire country, especially if they don't get to the championship game. If they get to the championship game, it becomes more of a 50-50 proposition. But it would be devastating, no doubt, if they don't make it.
Well, we want to make sure everybody goes to BigAppleSoccer.com. Michael is writing a column about his experiences in Brazil every day. The latest one is, again, is about the Brazilian national team. And, of course, the stories on there about all the World Cup matches that he's watching, and of course, and especially the U.S. against Germany coming up on Thursday at 12 noon. We'll all be watching it with bated breath. And, Michael, hopefully we'll be able to talk to you next Monday, whether it be in New York or in Brazil, if the U.S. is still in the tournament. Because if the U.S. finishes second, they will play on Tuesday, which would work out pretty well. So, again, we wish you safe travels in the country, and we'll be certainly watching. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Hopefully we'll be talking from Brazil next Monday, but we will be talking no matter where.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mike, and have stay well and don't eat too much Brazilian food.
I'll try not to.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye. Live from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. Quick programming note, I want to let you know, on CNN at 10:15 tonight, maybe Carly Lloyd from the Western New York Flash could educate these CNN idiots about soccer. She'll be on live to talk about the U.S. national team. And that'll do it for our tonight's show. Again, I want to thank Dick and Michael for being on. The Rhinos play Wednesday against New England at 7:30 in the U.S. Open Cup. Go to rhinosoccer.com for broadcast information. Then Saturday, home 7:05 for Hall of Fame night. You don't want to miss it. And the Flash are home Friday at 7:30 against the Boston Breakers. 454 kick to get your tickets. for Joe Sirianni, this is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Be with us again next Monday, same time, same channel, WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona notte.
Good night, everyone.
Go Italia.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.